Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Allen. And coming up on Tuesday, August 2nd, is the primary vote. And there's a lot of things for us here in Houghton County and surrounding counties here in this area that have to... We got a lot of things to consider, both on the proposal side and a few contested primary races. One of those is on the Houghton County Board of Commissioners. And joining me in studio right now, I have Tom Tikkanen from Calumet. Tom, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Rick. I'm very happy to be here.
And I'll say that the same invitation has been extended to your primary opponent, Eugene Londo. At this point, we're still waiting to see if he accepts that. We'll be happy to have him on the program, though, if he does wish to come on. So letting everybody know, it's equal opportunity here for on Copper Country Today to talk about these things. And so, Tom, in 2014, you've got yourself a brief and early retirement from the commissioner's board. What have you been doing?
Well, I've been busy working. I'm still obviously very tuned into what is developing locally. I am a real estate appraiser, and I also work with Midwest Loan Services, servicing their insurance claims on a national basis. So been very, very busy in that regard, but also happily enjoying the family and a grandson and waiting for more grandkids to show up.
Now, what was it about getting into local politics that interested you? I mean, you were always very active in sort of the business climate in Calumet particularly, but what made you take the jump?
I think it's more of a community service desire on my part and my family. That's the way I was raised. We're a family of volunteers. All of us have served in the military. We feel that it's a duty. And on the home front, in communities such as we have here, being involved in local government makes such a difference. That's why when people ask why I get involved, I said, because you really can make a difference.
He served on the Houghton County Board from 2012 to 2014. Now, running this year to get back on the board, how has that experience helped you so far as just campaigning to get back on?
Well, I think it has. I know exactly what I'm getting myself in for, and I didn't make that decision lightly. I thought about it and talked with my wife, and we prayed about it, and the answer was to get back in. There's issues that we feel need to be addressed in representation of District 1 that needs to be carried on. But as far as the past experience, the county board experience was great. We have an extraordinary county government. Our departments are without equal. I certainly don't have any quarrels with our county departments, and I intend to be a full and avid supporter of them. But also my experience with 10 years with the Main Street Calumet effort. I understand what grassroots efforts are. I was the longest serving member of the Village of Calumet DDA, and have also have served in the past on the Calumet Township Board. So I think I have some credentials, some realistic expectations of what can be done in our community. But overall, I know that what is crucial is community involvement. We have so many extraordinarily talented and gifted individuals, citizens of our various communities, but also grassroots efforts. And I imagine we'll have a chance to talk about some of those. But the county board needs to be approachable and receptive and encouraging to people getting involved, you know, to solve our common issues here in Houghton County.
Well, we're going to dive into a number of those local issues here in just one sec. I did want to just ask you, since, you know, a lot of times when I see you in the quote-unquote campaign trail, which in a local election involves being in a lot of parades.
we've put some miles on this year, Rick, and, you know, win or lose, it's just a tremendously fun process, and you certainly do. You can't help but make a lot of friends along the way.
Talking to residents, what have you found is the response to you giving this another chance?
Quite receptive. I'm very hopeful, Rick. The response has been good. It's been positive. People have been calling. They've been asking. I've had some classmates even step forward and say, "Hey, Tom, we want to get involved. How can we help?" And I did not experience that my first time around. So it on a human level, it makes me feel very, very happy and proud to be part of Houghton County.
When people hit the polls on Tuesday, they're going to be looking at a number of issues, not only candidate races, but also proposals. One of them that's on the ballot for those in Houghton County is the Houghton County Medical Care Facility. I bring this up first because it was, you know, out of the 5 years or less or so that I've been covering stories in the county, it was the first time I ever saw a packed circuit courtroom on an issue it was a monthly board meeting. It stirred up that much public interest. When the question came about what to do as far as, you know, should the millage be put back on the ballot? Should privatization be looked at as far as the medical care facility? I don't know if any of that was real serious talk, but just the mention of it was enough to stir up emotions in the area.
Well, I'll tell you what, Rick, that's one of the primary reasons why I got back on the campaign circuit, actually, is because I make no apologies for being a fiscally conservative Republican, but one thing I know for sure, the Houghton County Medical Care Facility needs to be protected at all costs. That is an outstanding facility. It has an extraordinary track record for patient care. Their services, rather than being cut back like so many things in our world today, have actually been expanded. No longer are people sent to the medical care facility just as a last resource or, frankly, a place to die. There are lots of patients that have received rehabilitation while they've been residents there or patients and have returned to their homes. It's extraordinary. At the end of the day, our medical care facility for Houghton County is smack in the middle of an area that per capita has some of the highest seniors ratios in the country, let alone the state of Michigan. I use Little Brothers, Friends of the Elderly, as an example. The only other places you find their organizations are in metropolitan areas. That highlights really just how high a percentage of seniors we have. We need the Houghton County Medical Care Facility and forever.
One of the arguments made for privatizing the medical care facility was to make it fair for other institutions that are in a similar type of business, so to speak, that, you know, one facility gets a mix of private and public funding, others do not. Do you see any merit to that argument?
Ordinarily, if it were anything other than the medical care facility, and if I weren't as familiar with the services they provide, I could see their point. Not in this case. This is a very fiscally well-run organization, as well as the quality of care that's received there. Elder care and treatment, that's a hot topic issue. And families who have gone through that process with a loved one, it's, you know, a lot of times people don't realize just how much care can change or vary from one institution to another. My point is that the medical care facility is well run, it's clean, it's friendly, it's professionally one of the best that we facilities we have in Houghton County. Let's not break something that's working very well.
One of our more maligned facilities in the county is our jail. It's not on this particular ballot, but it has been on ballots before, and it's always failed. It's failed both times that it's been offered. I think it's been offered twice in order to find funding to build a new jail, build onto the new jail, find some other solution. Anybody that would tour through that jail, I think, would have a hard time walking away going, yeah, that's plenty good enough. So as long as it's out of sight, out of mind, it's easy to vote against. What would your take be on, you know, what can be done in the future?
I'm really happy you brought that up because as a former commissioner, I was familiar with the interior and the conditions in that jail. And I know I've been quoted lately as one who's not in favor of a new facility. It's not that simple. We need to address it. Whether it be a new facility or one that's vastly improved, you know, using the current location. One thing's for certain, the voters will not approve a $15 million brand new facility. That's what was shot down in flames several years ago, and I would be opposed to that as well. I'm a certified general appraiser. I understand intimately how tax revenue is generated throughout the county. We do not have that kind of a tax base. And frankly, I think that some of the present commissioners were hoping to defund the medical care facility in order to fund a brand new jail.
And I had not heard that, so I just want to say that
That's my impression, and I'm entitled to that. I'm an appraiser. With my opinions are usually supported by something that I can point to. But the bottom line is, we need to improve the jail conditions. Number one, for the safety and welfare of our deputies and our service personnel, but also from a humanitarian basis for our prisoners. Now, there's a number of ways we can tackle that. One of the ideas that I was trying to get some traction on when I was a commissioner was to investigate the former Camp Kitwin up by Painesdale. That's a state facility that's empty. We have political representation in Lansing that could probably help us, you know, if we wanted to explore that further.
But isn't the roadblock to that, that the jail has to be where the county seat is?
I've heard that, but on the other hand, let's investigate that a little further. I've always heard that, but nobody's showing me that in black and white. But the other thing that I would wonder is, can't we have an ancillary facility? People have said, well, okay, fine, what are you going to do? How are you going to transport prisoners down, you know, for to be arraigned? Isn't that a lot of manpower and extra dollars? Well, that could very well be. On the other hand, Marquette County arraigns their prisoners by video conference. It just seems to me that if we get people working together to try to solve this this issue, we can do this. We can find a happy medium. I'm convinced of that. We always have in the past on other issues that have confronted us. But I can tell you this much, the jail is not something we can continue to turn away from.
Certainly a complicated issue. And Houghton County, they're arraigning people by video phone as well now to cut down on the traffic going back and forth. So that's a regular practice that they have instituted. But then still, for every other court proceeding where they have to appear in person, then they have to be transported back and take all the risk and problems that go along with moving people back and forth.
Well, we have two absolute pieces of truth here. Number one, Houghton County population will not approve a brand new jail. Number two, we have a facility that needs to be upgraded. The answer lies somewhere in the middle, and I know that we can arrive at that answer if all people work together on this.
We're going to move on a little bit here. Up in your neck of the woods, the Houghton Douglas Falls, we were discussing, you know what this means as far as to the residents up there. Now, this is, you know, you can help me with a little bit on the details. We had some news stories about there. $600,000 in funding was secured in order to purchase the Douglas Falls and make it publicly accessible. What are your thoughts on that?
I'm really happy that you've talked about that, Rick, as well, because for people, to the casual observer, they might think, well, this is not that big of an issue. Well, the fact of the matter is the Houghton Douglas Falls is the highest waterfall in the state of Michigan. You know, let the skeptics prove us wrong. Most residents, some who are even older than myself, have never been to the falls. It's an extraordinary demonstration, really, of our geo-heritage. In the Copper Country, of course, we all know that's pretty unique to begin with. The Houghton Douglas Falls is a remarkable place that should be open to residents and all of our visitors. Paul Leto, our township supervisor in Calumet, grabbed the bull by the horns and worked with the State Department of Natural Resources for a matter of years, really, to try to come up with a solution for that. See, because it is such a tremendous drop and a gorge there, there's liability that's inherent and the need to, you know, protect the public, proper railings and stairways and any number of things. People have been injured. People have been killed there because it's a natural attraction. People are going to go and try to get in. Most of the property is privately owned, if not all of it. The only way that that could be solved is to purchase that property. And Paul Leita was able to arrange that financing through the Department of Natural Resources. The state is very supportive of it. It took a lot of effort. One of the requirements for that, one of the strings attached, is that the DNR, the state, wanted planning from all levels of local government, including Houghton County Board of Commissioners. Paul approached them, the township supervisor, formally approached them to say, look, I've got this put together. The state is ready for this to happen. But they want all levels of local units of government to participate in the planning for this park resource. And the county board, even though it was clear that the Calumet Township was not asking for money, they were simply asking for involvement in the planning stages for this, took no action. I was dumbfounded by that. Now, I understand at the county level, you cannot, you know, dispense funds, you know, to benefit one community over another. I get all that. But there was no appeal made for funding. It was simply for the board to appoint people to help in the local planning for this park, which is an incredible natural resource. I think that probably highlighted more than just about anything else, the do-nothing attitude of some of our county commissioners right now. Now, we are, the county commission, board of commissioners, should be in a supportive role for our local units of government. I am very clear that we are not in a position to dictate or try to enforce the county's will on any local municipality. But when they come to you and ask for support, especially in a case like this, there should be no hesitation whatsoever. I mean, because this resource, this park, this Houghton Douglas Falls Park, well, is part of our heritage. It's part of the continued improvement for the quality of life of local residents. And most certainly will be an attraction for all of our visitors. Wouldn't you have that on your bucket list to go and see the Michigan's highest waterfall while you're in the Copper Country?
I did get to go see it. I was in awe. It's quite a beautiful place.
People don't even know it's there.
If you're driving by, I had to have somebody take me back there down a trail because I didn't know, and through private property to be able to get there. So I do look forward to that being opened up. Now, you can solve one major controversy right now. Is it the Houghton Douglas Falls or the Douglas Houghton Falls?
Nothing like being put on the spot. Well, obviously it's in honor and to honor the memory of Douglas Houghton, the first state geologist who really delivered the report of the Copper Country to the Michigan State Legislature. As a boy who was raised, you know, within a mile of these falls, it was always Houghton Douglas. And I tried to train myself to call it by what I thought would be a more correct name, Douglas Houghton Falls. However, even it's an interesting controversy because I know Jeremiah Mason, one of the state national park archivists, who's a local resident, he has some rationale or some reasons for continuing to refer to it as the Houghton Douglas Falls. So until that changes, I'm sticking with Houghton Douglas.
You're not alone there. My first report was based on the state listing it as the Houghton Douglas Falls, and then somebody messaged me and said, you know, come on, get with it. It's not Houghton Douglas. It's Douglas Houghton. I said, oh, I didn't know that. So next time I had a story, I said, Douglas Houghton. I got another message. Come on, you idiot. It's the Houghton Douglas Falls. So I'm glad we could
That's one local controversy that I relish.
Might as well get to talking about what to name the pasty. Moving on here, recycling. We're seeing a move forward here, certainly in the city of Houghton. Hancock has been recycling, for years. And, they're now revamping their system, so we're seeing new and improved recycling in two of the largest population centers in Houghton County. So as a county commissioner, would you be supporting expanding or promoting recycling in other parts?
I'm absolutely 100% in charge of recycling. It's our future. We look at the map Where are we located? We're in the midst of natural splendor like nowhere else on the planet. And yet we have made great strides in closing local landfills. But as a result, our garbage is trucked all the way to Ontonagon County. Well, eventually that facility is going to run out of space. But in the meantime, lifestyle standpoint, we should be reutilizing all of these materials that are created at great expense. Now, people will say, gosh, it costs more to recycle than it does just to throw the stuff away. Well, the way it is right now, that's true. However, I think as we become more efficient as far as the separation and the collection points for recycling, the costs start to diminish greatly. Major cities, there's at least one I can think of that has virtually no garbage, and that's San Francisco. That's incredible. Yet other communities in as close, one that I'm familiar with is Grand Rapids, Minnesota, where one of my children live with his family. They've instituted recycling, and it's curbside. So it's something that I think can be instituted or certainly explored. I commend the city of Houghton and the city of Hancock for taking the lead on this. And I think that they're going to be learning some valuable lessons that hopefully can be passed on to the other corners of Houghton County. Perhaps we will, at an initial phase, have, you know, drop-off points or local neighborhood recycling centers. I don't know what the answer to that is, but frankly, that is an issue that is well supported by our citizens. There's a grassroots effort for it to be instituted. This is another situation where I think the county board doesn't make any friends because they have a group of citizens that approached them and asked them to take part. And they, once again, there was no response whatsoever. In a situation like this, when we have many small communities, it's hard for them to take it on. A recycling effort to make a meaningful difference. But if we have some sense of organization or at least support from the county level, then I think we can hopefully get countywide recycling at least available to people.
Do you have a relatively brand new, it's only a few years old, waste transfer station over in Houghton County? Somebody's got to pay for that. No, the more we recycle, isn't that less that goes through that system?
Actually, I think it'd make a wonderful countywide, you know, central, the ultimate central facility for recycling. I mean, for those who have been to that, it was a great improvement. I don't think that it was a bad move to build that transfer station. But now we can serve not only as the center for the allocation or accumulation of trash that's trucked out, but over time for that to be less and less trash being hauled away and more recyclables.
And one of our more unfortunate best kept secrets is the cardboard recycling that is available at the transfer station, since that's, you know, people run into problems, you know, trying to get cardboard recycling and whether or not it gets picked up curbside. And, you know, so that is one option that can be utilized, is you can recycle your cardboard, and I have a whole bunch. We moved a whole bunch of times, so we got a whole bunch. I don't know what to do with it. That's where it goes. You can take it to the transfer station and get the cardboard recycled there.
And we do have a great staff working there, so I think that, you know, as standard operating procedures are refined in along the lines of recycling, that facility will continue to serve the whole populace of Houghton County.
Now, 25 minutes goes by real quick. We're 24 in, but I want to give you a chance for another topic that we discussed, and that was Veterans Affairs Office.
Bottom line, I'm a strong supporter of that. The staff that works there has a remarkable track record. I've had many local veterans. Being a veteran, I'm very cognizant of the need to support our veterans, and from all of our more recent conflicts. One thing that I am impressed by is the success rate for the claims that are filed through this, and it's in excess of 90%. I've had veterans that had initiated claims elsewhere in the country. They show up here. They said, well, gosh, you know, I do need treatment for this problem that is a result of my service, but it's no use. I get bogged down in the system, and I've encouraged them. No, you need to get out to the Houghton County Airport and visit our Veterans Affairs office. And I'll tell you what, Rick, they've gotten claims approved that veterans have not been able to have reviewed, you know, elsewhere in the country. So bottom line, great resource. Money very well spent at the county level in support of our veterans.
Tom Tikkanen is a Republican candidate for the Houghton County Board of Commissioners, District 1. Tom, if somebody wants to check out more about your campaign, how do they do that?
Well, they're always welcome to give me a call, if they want to get online, you can go to voteforTikkanen.org or on Facebook, where it's Vote for Tom.
Thanks for coming on the program.
Thank you for having me.
Copper Country Today, we'll be right back.